Hey everyone, welcome to today's Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. And once again, we're in one of my favorite books of Ecclesiastes. I had a funny conversation with someone who said, "How can that be one of your favorite books? I find it so depressing." And again, I just think it just captures the essence of real life, to use Solomon's own words, real life under the sun. Someday we won't be under the sun anymore, and all things will be much, much better. But for now, this is the reality we live in. And just was listening to a devotional this morning that was reminding me that when we read books like Ecclesiastes or Proverbs, it's easy to kind of read them with the thought of, you know, gosh, yeah, that's so true. I hope so-and-so is listening to this one, or I hope, you know, whatever, someone that I'm thinking of is learning what they should be, learning their lesson from this. But it's much more important for us to be listening to and reading these scriptures with ourselves in mind. What is God speaking to us? What do we need to be hearing today? With that in mind, let me just capture some of the things that stood out to me from Ecclesiastes chapter 10. And it starts with verse 1. "As dead flies cause even a bottle of perfume to stink, so a little foolishness spoils great wisdom and honor." Now, when I read that, my first thought was just to kind of laugh and say, yeah, that's funny. You know, imagine a perfume with flies in it, you know, and kind of went on. And I've been thinking about it all day and realizing, you know, once again, this isn't just kind of a little funny joke or quip. You know, this is something for me to learn from. And I thought about how easily we can take years and years of diligent work, faithful service, and in one foolish act or one foolish utterance, all of that can go to waste because we've just said or done something dumb. And so it's really important for us to protect our character in whatever we're doing so that we don't, in a moment, waste all the effort that we've carefully crafted over years and years. Lesson number one for me. Lesson number two is in verse 4. "If your boss is angry at you, don't quit. A quiet spirit can overcome even great mistakes." Recently listened to a podcast that was talking about the importance of trust in the workplace. And they were encouraging you, you know, if you find that you've done something wrong, you know, you've made your boss angry at you because you've screwed up, you know, this is saying don't quit, but also don't hide it, don't run away from it, don't pretend it didn't happen or hope it doesn't get noticed, but rather, you know what, own up to it, and then after that, work diligently, as they say, as Solomon says, with a quiet spirit, work diligently to rebuild that trust. Verse 8, "When you dig a well, you might fall in. When you demolish an old wall, you could be bitten by a snake. When you work in a quarry, stones might fall and crush you. When you chop wood, there is danger with each stroke of your axe." Now, it could be easy to look at this and go, hey, hard work could cause bad consequences, so don't even try. I'm sure that's not what Solomon is saying here, though. Instead, I think he's saying count the cost and recognize that, again, this is another thing I learned recently, that the speaker was saying risk never gets easier. Every time you step out and try to do something new, you take a new risk, there's a chance for failure, and there's definitely difficulties ahead. But no great things have ever happened without great risk either. But notice in verse 10 what Solomon says after kind of this reality check. He says, "Using a dull axe requires great strength, so sharpen the blade. That's the value of wisdom. It helps you succeed." So, you know, if you're going to be chopping wood, as he says in verse 9, if you're going to be going out on a new venture, trying something new, risky, dangerous, exciting, do it with wisdom. You sharpen your tools, hone your skills, prepare ahead of time, get ready so that you have the best chance of success. Yeah, risk never gets easier, and there's always a chance for failure, but you might as well go in with the best tools at your disposal. So prepare and get yourself ready. Lastly, verse 13, "Fools base their thoughts on foolish assumptions, so their conclusions will be wicked madness. They chatter on and on." Boy, when I am certainly one who's come to conclusions based purely on my own assumptions about an event or about a person or about a person's intentions. And so much wisdom is found in asking questions and learning all you can about what really happened or what that person was really thinking or what went behind their thought process to cause them to say or do whatever they did. Let's be people who don't make assumptions, but rather act with diligence to find out the full story so that we can make wise decisions moving forward. Once again, just several things that we can learn from this wonderful, strange, but strangely beautiful book of Ecclesiastes. Find what God's saying to you today, and then take it to heart. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.